This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, the 22nd of April 2026. Let's get to the top stories. A bright and sunny day is unfolding across Israel. Clear skies are expected in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, with warm temperatures making it perfect for outdoor activities. Meanwhile, Haifa enjoys a gentle breeze, adding a pleasant touch to the warmth. Here are today's headlines. First, Walla reported, just in that Israel is preparing for a potential escalation scenario in Hormuz, which could reduce Iranian oil exports by 80% and cost Tehran $1 billion monthly. Also, according to the Jerusalem Post, earlier this hour, an IRGC gunboat attacked a container ship off the coast of Oman. The IRGC warned they are ready to confront any new aggression. Also this hour, Ynet reported that Iran is unlikely to commit to a longer ceasefire. U.S. assessments indicate Khamenei remains an obstacle. Overnight, Trump claimed Iran's economic collapse is imminent. Separately, I-24 News mentioned earlier today that the U.S.-Iran ceasefire will continue until Iran submits a proposal, with the blockade remaining in place. And finally, Axios noted previously that Trump announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. This proposal poses political challenges for Netanyahu, but could aid Trump's peace efforts with Iran. Reaction has been swift on social media. OSINT613, an open-source intelligence analyst, writing just minutes ago, said Iran's National Security Committee vows retaliation, equating oil tankers for oil tankers. Why? Net News posted recently about the Hula Valley reopening for Independence Day. The popular site welcomes visitors again after safety checks following the Iran ceasefire. Martin Kelly, an independent correspondent, reported this morning that two vessels faced attacks by the IRGC while passing through the Strait of Hormuz. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the situation in Hormuz. Walla reports that Israeli security officials are preparing for possible escalation. This comes amid significant economic pressure on Iran due to reduced oil exports. A prolonged disruption could further strain Tehran's economy, affecting regional stability. Turning to the IRGC's actions off Oman, the Jerusalem Post says the attack on a container ship underscores rising tensions despite ceasefire talks. The IRGC statement suggests a readiness to counter what they perceive as threats. This situation adds a layer of uncertainty to maritime security in the region. Meanwhile, Ynet highlights Iran's reluctance to extend the ceasefire. U.S. sources point to Khamenei's influence as a major barrier. Trump's overnight remarks about Iran's economic challenges add to the diplomatic pressure. Continued uncertainty could impact global oil markets and regional alliances. On the economic front, first, Globes reported that a petition to suspend Israel's trade agreement with the EU has gathered over 1 million signatures. This move could threaten Israel's economic ties with its largest trading partner. Israel Hayom Business notes that oil prices are climbing as the ceasefire agreement nears its end. Global markets show mixed trends, with Asian markets rising and American futures falling. And finally, according to CTEC, significant tech deals have helped lower Israel's deficit. One-off tax payments from these transactions boost revenues despite modest underlying growth. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 3 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.